House Speaker Mike Johnson, no vote on releasing Jeffrey Epstein documents before recess. By Paul Bois on July 21, 2025. House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, said that there will be no vote on some documents relating to the Jeffrey Epstein case before Congress breaks for the August recess. Johnson made the announcement after the House Rules Committee advanced the measure last week. And as the lower chamber prepares to break for the weeks-long August recess on Thursday, for the Hill. Johnson told reporters that the House will not vote on the resolution before the August recess, adding that he wants to give the Trump administration more time. "Here's what I would say about the Epstein files. There is no daylight between the House Republicans, the House, and the President on maximum transparency," Johnson said in the Capitol on Monday. He has said that he wants all the credible files related to Epstein to be released. He's asked the Attorney General to request the grand jury files of the court. "All of that is in process right now. My belief is we need the administration to have the space to do what it is doing, and if further congressional action is necessary or appropriate, then we'll look at that," he added. "But I don't think we're at that point right now because we agree with the president." As Breitbart News reported last week, President Donald Trump called to release all pertinent grand jury testimony relating to the Jeffrey Epstein case in the wake of increased scrutiny over the convicted sex offender's dealings with high-profile public figures. Writing on his Truth Social account, the president called the Epstein controversy a scam perpetuated by Democrats. "Based on the ridiculous amount of publicity given to Jeffrey Epstein, I have asked Attorney General Pam Bondi to produce any and all pertinent grand jury testimony, subject to court approval. This scam, perpetuated by Democrats, should end, right now," he wrote. Attorney General Pam Bondi said in response, "President Trump, we are ready to move the court tomorrow to unseal the grand jury transcripts." His announcement came after the DOJ and FBI released a memo that found that there was no evidence that Epstein had a client list, and that an investigation had found that Epstein had committed suicide. Despite criticisms from certain corners of the right, Trump defended Attorney General Pam Bondi's handling of the situation. "She's given us just a very quick briefing, and in terms of the credibility of the different things that they've seen, and I would say that, you know, these files were made up by Comey," Trump said. "They were made up by Obama, they were made up by the Biden, and we went through years of that, with the Russia hoax. With all of the different things that we had to go through, we've gone through years of it, but she's handled it very well, and it's going to be up to her. Whatever she thinks is credible, she should release." Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLand Films or Instagram at ProLand Films.